It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And if you want to call for prayer, please note that number on your screen and call. You'll find our email address and our telephone and our address, our mailing address. So please call and we'll be more than happy to pray for you and your needs. All our programs from Matthew to Revelation is on the website. And we did verse-by-verse study from Matthew to Revelation. It will be helpful for you. And the Old Testament studies, as well as the topical studies. And everything is on the website. So please go and check and study the Word of God. The Word of God says, freely receive, freely give. I'm not a paid servant. I never took a salary in my life. And I'm not planning to take one, and I am fully trusting in the Lord, and I live by faith. The Word of God said, just shall live by faith. So I'm living by faith. Okay, as I promised, we are going to finish this subject that Jesus Christ is not going to allow His bride to go through tribulation. Many people are teaching that the church will go through tribulation. Some people say half of the tribulation, some people say in the whole tribulation, and some people say we will not go through tribulation. And the first hour or the last program, I showed you from the Word of God that we will not go through tribulation. Jesus Christ Himself said to the Church of Philadelphia that I will not allow you to go through tribulation. I will rescue you. And so that is a promise of Jesus Christ. And I trust in the Word of God. I trust His Word. And He says, pray that you should be counted worthy to be escape this tribulation and these trials coming on earth. So now we are going to study what the Paul says. Paul is very famous about the talking about the church going to heaven, but many people get mixed up with his teaching. But it's very simple if you really have the Spirit of God and understand what he's saying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, he talks about the hope for the believers. He says, we are not going to completely sleep and die and there is no resurrection. He said, when Jesus Christ comes, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then the people who are believers in Christ, they will be transformed, and all together we will be meeting Him in the air, and we will go with Him, and we will be with Him all the time. Once the church is gone with Him, and then we will be with Him there 7 years, and after the marriage supper, after the wedding, that's a spiritual wedding, then we'll come back with Christ, and Christ will come, as I said earlier, get hold of Antichrist, get hold of a false prophet, put them in a lake of fire, and tie the devil, the deceiver, the old serpent. The angel will come and tie him and put him in a bottomless pit and seal it until the 1,000 years, the reign of Jesus Christ is over. And so, St. Paul is giving the hope for the believers. What kind of hope you have if you go to the tribulation and suffer in the tribulation? Is that called hope? That is not a hope. That is a miserable thing. Because if you read in the tribulation what's happening, the ice, chunk of the ice, 100 pounds will be falling on people. The fire will be coming, the trees will be burning, and the grass will be burning, the water will be bitter, and people will not be able to see, and the boils will be coming on the people's body, and people will be trying to die, and they will not die, and all kinds of miserable things are going to happen in the tribulation. Why God wants us to be in tribulation? St. Paul makes it very clear. He will come, and dead in Christ will rise first, and the people who are alive in Christ, they will transform and they will go with him. You remember what Jesus Christ says to Martha and Mary? He says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Whoever believes in me, he will never die. And the person who is dead in Christ, that will come to life. Now the people are thinking, maybe Jesus said something wrong. People are dying all the time. And he says, you will never die. Yes, when Jesus comes today, I don't have to die. Only dead in Christ will rise, and then I'll be transformed. So what Jesus Christ said to Martha and Mary, that will come true. Jesus never lies. He tells the truth. And this is the truth, that we don't have to die when Jesus Christ comes today. So there is another scripture Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He says, God did not appoint us to wrath. Now he is saying very simply, God did not appoint us for wrath. That means we are not going to be punished. We are not going to be going through tribulation. Tribulation is the wrath of God. God is pouring his wrath on his enemy. So St. Paul is saying, God is not going to do that for the church. What kind of husband or what kind of bridegroom is he, that he is allowing his bride to be tormented with the enemy's hand, and when the wrath of God is pouring and he is allowing his bride to be there? He says, God says, I will not do it. When God says he will not do it, in the Paul says he cannot do it, the Peter says he will not allow righteous to suffer with the heathen, why the people are teaching this kind of wrong teaching? That we are going to go through tribulation. What is the benefit? What is the joy that you have to go through tribulation? Now there is a man, he said, oh, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to make my headquarters, and I'm going to warn people, and I'm going to be there in the tribulation helping those people. I said earlier, there will be famine in the Word of God. No one will be able to preach the Word of God. Only angels will be able. Only these two witnesses will be able. Don't try to plan to be in the tribulation when God says, I'm not going to allow you. Are you going to go against God and say, oh Lord, you said you're not going to allow me to go to tribulation, but I want to go. If you do that, then what will happen? Only those people go into tribulation backslidden and not ready, like a foolish version. And those are the people who will miss the rapture and they will go through tribulation. And now some people are taking the Bible scripture in the tribulation that they overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony. They say, oh, the church is there. Church doesn't have to be there. Every day we are getting victory with our testimony and the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't have to wait to the tribulation, even though this word is written in the Revelation. There will be people in the tribulation, backslidden, never made it, and those people will be in the tribulation, and they have chance to give their life for Christ. Do not take the 666 mark, and then they will be killed. And if you remember, angel asked John, where these people are coming, millions of people, numberless people. And John the Revelator, our beloved disciple of Jesus Christ, he said, I don't know, you tell me. He said, they are coming from the great tribulation. And when somebody reads that, they say, oh, because there's 144,000 preaching, that's why people are getting saved. No, they're not preaching. They are just hiding themselves. They are just protecting themselves. God did a favor for them, putting the sign on their forehead so the devil cannot attack them. And God gives strict order to devil, do not try to kill them. So devil cannot kill them. They are protected for the millennium kingdom. And so we cannot give that kind of excuses and say, oh, they are in the millennium. And then some other person was saying, oh, the people who died in the millennium, and they are the first fruit, and they are the going to be kings and priests. He's wrong. Jesus Christ promised when he was on earth, Matthew chapter 19, that you will be with me on my kingdom, kings and priests. And we studied about that in kings and priests. So the point I'm making, we cannot make a theory, the people who died in the tribulation, they are the one going to rule and reign. Do you know that thief on the cross? Jesus Christ says, you will be with me in paradise. Why? Because he asked, I want to be remembered in your kingdom. So this man also will be in the kingdom, but he's not going to rule. He's not going to be sitting on the throne. He's not going to be king and priest. So the same way, the people who are martyred in the tribulation, they are not going to be a bride, or they are not going to be priest, or they are not going to be kings. So don't get mixed up. The bride is already prepared. Bride is already taken up to heaven before the tribulation comes. And the bride is already, I told you in Revelation chapter 14, is in the Mount Zion and following the Lamb. So we cannot mix up with the worldly people and stay in the tribulation and get trouble, trials and tribulation for no reason. There is no reason. This is the time to preach the gospel. You have the vision to preach, preach now. Today is the time to preach, not tomorrow. Preach the gospel. And now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 17, the whole chapter. If you read that chapter, it's very confusing. And so the people were confused in the Thessalonian people. St. Paul is trying to make them a little bit understand what he's trying to say. Because once St. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, God did not appoint us to wrath. It's already clear. And the 2 Thessalonians, in the second letter, do you think he's going to tell the Thessalonian people, oh, I made a mistake. You are going to go through tribulation. And the devil will be ruling and you will be there. No, he's not saying that. He's saying devil cannot rule on this earth as long as the church is there. You remember what Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18? He said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So that means as long as the church is on earth, the devil's hell power or devil's power is not going to rule over the church. Church is always victorious. The church is not going to be defeated by the devil. If you remember St. John says in his letters, chapter 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, he says greater word is within you than who is in the world. That means if you are a born-again child of God, you have more power than devil. That means as long as you as a believer, as a bride of Christ living on this earth, you cannot, or devil cannot destroy you. Devil cannot start his kingdom. That's why in this chapter it says, when the church is taking it away, then the Antichrist will reveal. So, sometimes the people are saying, oh, if the Antichrist reveals, then we see, then we know that the rapture is happening. You don't have to wait until the Antichrist is revealed. What is happening? What will be happening? As soon as the church is gone, the devil reveals himself and start the treaty. That means, as soon as the church is gone, from that time until Christ comes, the 7 years period is the tribulation. First 3.5, mild tribulation. second three and a half, the Great Tribulation. That tribulation never saw anybody in the world. It is the horrible place, horrible time. And so that's what St. Paul is trying to say in this Second Thessalonians chapter 2, and you have to read whole chapter, then you'll understand. When the church is taken it away, then the man of sin will reveal himself. And then he makes the treaty. And then in that same chapter he says how he is going to tell the people that he's exalting himself as a God and he wants to be God. That is not in the first three and a half. That will be second three and a half. Means, Great Tribulation. So the Saint Paul already said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9, God will not allow you to go through tribulation. He has not appointed us to wrath. Then 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he cannot say we will go through tribulation. He says the devil cannot rule or he cannot appear until the church is here. So the church is gone, he appears. And you know, we read in Revelation chapter 6, verse 2, the white horse, and someone is sitting on that white horse. He has a bow and no arrow. And he comes with the peace and conquering the people. That means, first 3.5 years, he's just organizing, talking to Israeli people, I'm your friend, I'm your Messiah, I'm going to establish your, the temple worship and everything. You don't have to worry about Muslim. And to the Muslim and other religious people say, oh, let's worship together. One religion, world religion will be one, and one kingdom, and everything will be fine. And then second half means when the first 3.5 is over, then he breaks the treaty, and then he shows his real power, who he is. So from that we know Jesus Christ is going to take his bride, and then the Antichrist will reveal. Until then, he cannot. Why? Because Jesus Christ said so. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So church has to be here as long as you want to be. When Christ, when the work is finished, he said, Jesus Christ says, you can hasten it. He's coming. How? Preaching the gospel. When the gospel is preached around the world, then the end will come. Then Christ will say, okay, my bride, come home. You are ready to come now. And that's what the word of God is saying. And we read in Daniel chapter 7, verse 27, that devil comes and makes the treaty for 7 years, and middle of the 7 years he breaks the treaty and he goes to temple and he defiles the temple and he says, I'm God. That happens in the tribulation, the Great Tribulation. Do you think God is going to allow you as a bride of Christ and stay there when the Antichrist is ruling and he's against God? And he wants to be God, and he wants you to take 666 number, and he wants you to be killed. And you think that God is pleased with that? I don't think so. So I believe, let's go through, I'm going to finish this, my thought. Let's go from the beginning. God did not allow even the Noah to be destroyed with the world. God did not allow Lot to be destroyed with the Sodom and Gomorrah. God did not allow Israeli people to drown with the Egyptian people. And Jesus Christ says, I'm not going to allow you to be killed or die in the tribulation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, St. Paul is saying, God is going to protect your body, soul, and spirit. When we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, He said, Jesus Christ shed his blood and he purchased the church. He purchased you. You belong to him. So for what? To protect your body, soul, and spirit. When your body, soul, and spirit protected, that means he will be taking it off and preserve you for his soon coming. He doesn't want to be defiled with the world. You remember we learned in Revelation chapter 14, the church is not defiled with a woman. That means God is not going to allow our body, our soul, our spirit to be defiled with the world system. Before this, the Antichrist rule in this world, he will be taking us to heaven. Jude also says in his book, verses 24 and 25, he says he wants to preserve you and he is a wise God. A wise God will not make a mistake like a worldly people. As I said from the beginning, our God is wise, our God is loving, our God is kind, he loves you and Jesus loves you. And John chapter 13, he says he loved his own until the end. Do you think he's going to abandon you in the tribulation time? We learn that he says, I will never leave you, never forsake you. Why should he forsake you in the middle of the tribulation? Why should I believe those things? St. Paul says, comfort others with comfort you receive. What comfort? We receive the comfort that Jesus Christ will come and we will go with him. That's a comfort. It's not a trouble. It's not a painful thing. And so if you live in this world, listening to the other people who are giving false teaching, and you listen to them and say, well, I have enough time and I don't see the signs yet. When I see the signs, in the book of Matthew chapter 24 or Luke chapter 21, then I'll get ready. What Jesus says in book of Luke chapter 21, we already read. He said, pray always and count it worthy to be escaped. All these things are going to come to this world. And then he said, always pray and be ready. So we have to be ready all the time. We don't know he's coming today, tomorrow, or when. But the word of God says, if you are sleeping or you are awake, if you are really born again children of God, then you will be taken. Just like David says, he meditates on the word of God day and night. Doesn't he sleep? Yes. But always you're thinking about God. Going to bed, thinking about God. Getting up, thinking about God. Whole day you think about God. Jesus Christ is coming. It's a great responsibility we have to preach the gospel and bring the people to the maturity. And that's what I'm doing. I'm telling the people what the church is all about. I'm telling the people what the born again experience is all about. I'm telling the people why we should be taking water baptism, why we should be filling with the Holy Spirit. I'll be teaching these things in a later subjects. But the point I'm making, you have to be ready because Jesus Christ is coming. He can come anytime. Are you ready? If you're not, purchase the Bible, take the Bible. If you don't have a Bible, just call us. We will send you a Bible. The TBN sends the Bible. The CBN sends the Bible. There are so many churches willing to send you Bible. Read the Bible, study the Word, and go to church. When you listen to the Word of God, give your heart to Jesus Christ and tell somebody, I want to be baptized. If you don't know anything about water baptism, I made 3 CDs on the water baptism. Very details about, and if you don't know how to get saved, I made 3 CDs, Born Again 1, 2, or 3. That will explain to you how to get saved. And this 3 CD, you will be a master teaching others about salvation and preparing people for his soon coming. and a water baptism. I made almost 9 or 10 CDs on the Holy Spirit. Everything about Holy Spirit and speaking in tongue and gifts and everything. So the point I'm making, everything is available on our website. Go and check the number, our website number is on the screen, and you will find so much material free, and take advantage. Now time is almost gone. I'm going to give you a chance. You never give your heart to the Lord. You might be Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, or nominal Christian. Just tell Jesus, I don't want to be in this tribulation. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, make me your child. Make me your bride. And give me grace to escape this tribulation period. I want to be with you in heaven. I want to be in the marriage supper. Lord Jesus, please help me and give me grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these people who prayed and made a decision. Bless them, supply their needs. If there is someone sick, afflicted, having problem in their family, having financial problem, or somebody do not believe in Jesus Christ, I pray each and everyone will be blessed, healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.